Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Still here with Karen Hibbert of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, talking about all sorts of cool stuff. National Tourism Week, which starts next Monday, May 6th
through
the 12th.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
This Sunday.
And we got a lot more to talk about, visitors and numbers there, and we'll just let you continue.
Sure. Well, Brady, again, as we get ready to celebrate National Tourism Week, I wanted to remind our listeners again all of the reasons that people come to Manhattan. Certainly, Manhattan is the gateway to the Flint Hills. We know that visitors many times will begin their visit here at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. They come for a variety of reasons. They come to enjoy country stampede, zip lining, hiking, biking, our hunting, fishing, competitive sports, Sunset Zoo, and the many offerings of Kansas State University. Last year, we welcomed over 354,000 visitors into our community. And so this year, as we're ramping up to welcome even more people into our community, we thought it would be fun, as we've alluded to celebrate Johnny Caw. This year, we're going to be bringing a little bit of whimsy into National Tourism Week.
Whimsy, yes.
That's right. A lot of people, whether you are new to Manhattan or you come into Manhattan and you take a drive or a jog around City Park, you wonder, who is Johnny Caw? Who is that big guy? They don't even know that it's
person.
Johnny Caw. Yeah, who is that giant person? So we're going to be celebrating Johnny. If you have driven by City Park this week, you've noticed that Johnny Caw is sporting a birthday party hat.
He's ready.
He is ready for his party to begin. Thanks to JS Signs, they have created a beautiful hat that has already withstood two, maybe even three storms with some significant wind. That hat has stayed on because Johnny is anxious to celebrate his party. And in honor of Johnny's birthday party, we have bobbleheads that are available for sale. $15, and that includes the bobblehead as well as you become a card-carrying member of the Friends of Johnny Caw Club. And the efforts for that really are to enhance the beautification project that's going on for Johnny Caw. We're working together with the community to improve the Johnny Caw Plaza, that there will be an opportunity for it to be more accessible, to tell the story well about Johnny Caw and the significance of that. But Thursday evening, please mark your calendars at 5:30. We're going to have a birthday party that begins there. Johnny Caw's mascot will be there, as in Johnny Caw's going to come to life. So you can grab a photo with Johnny Caw. Johnny Caw, he also loved hot dogs. There are going to be some hot dogs provided by the Manhattan Meat Market that will be there for those early attendees that come. There will be a free will offering that will be taken for those hot dogs, and those proceeds, again, will go for the Friends of Johnny Caw Plaza project. But Johnny also loved music, and the musical group Plastique, if those of you might know Dave Zerfus, he is going to be there providing great music, and we have a special song that has been written that will be dedicated to Johnny. You'll want to make sure that you're
I've
there.
I've heard a little bit of
that.
It.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty catchy.
It's pretty cool. There's also going to be a guy there that has a voice that's going to be helping us with the crowd. I mean, you might know that guy. Pretty cool. He's going to be there as well to help introduce folks that will be making comments and helping us to...
Is he local?
He could be local. Yes,
be.
I believe he is.
We'll keep the mystery
that's
going.
Right. That's right.
Until next week.
We're going to hear from folks that have been very instrumental in the visioning for the plaza. We're going to be hearing from Mayor Linda Morse. We're going to be hearing from Ed Klimak, as well as City Commissioner Wynn Butler. But the party time is going to happen at 5:30. We want you to grab your friends. Also, there'll be a fun run around City Park that will begin about 6 o'clock. Again, as you, we do need you to sign up for that fun run. You can either do it ahead of time at the Chamber office, which is located at 501 Points. You can give us a call. We'll put you on the list at 776-8829. Or if you just show up on Thursday night, that's going to be another Chamber of Commerce day, you can register on site there at City Park. With that, again, you will get a bobblehead as well as a Johnny Caw Card Club card to have with you. And so, again, the proceeds to participate in that fun run is $15.
I think we did have a phone call. Caller, thanks for patiently waiting. Go ahead.
Not a problem. Excuse me, let me give you a little bit of history. Professor Fillinger is the one that came up with that idea of the Johnny Caw. He also owned a farm out where the Stag Hill Golf Course is now, and there was a lot of produce raised out there. He's a very, very intelligent gentleman. I want to also point out that the structure was built out of steel, and then it was wrapped with similar to chicken wire. And Ed Klimak's cousin, Paul Klimak, and his father plastered that with concrete. Quite a feat, quite a job. And then there was, during the construction, someone determined something wasn't right, so they had to move it. Well, not a big deal. So I just want to let you know that the gentleman that put the plaster on that concrete still lives here in town. Paul Klimak is Ed Klimak's cousin, and I've not heard his name mentioned, and I don't understand why, but now it has been. The next thing, you're talking about I-70. The gentleman has a good idea. How do you pull people 8 miles off the road when they're going from Denver to Chicago or Chicago to Denver or wherever they're going, Kansas City, what, I don't know. But it's tough to pull them off. Originally, the interstate was to come up through the valley, through Waumega in that area, and then on through to Junction City. But there was a gentleman that was on the Highway Commission at the time, was very, very, very influential, and they changed it to put it out in the hills. And he was from Junction City, so guess what? They have three exchanges over there now, plus Grandview Plaza. What a boom to their economy. He happened to own the newspaper over there. I won't mention his name, but I bet you can figure it out. So just a little bit of history that nobody probably even thought about or knew about. So, the history buff in Manhattan is now spoken. You all have a great week. We got a wonderful community here. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. A lot of history there.
Thank you for that information. Again, I really appreciate that. And again, as people come into our community, it's great to be able to put all of those pieces together. And you're exactly right. Professor Fillinger did a great job. His vision was that Johnny Caw would be a visitor's attraction, and certainly we think it's long overdue to, again, bring to life what Johnny is all about. So I appreciate that call very much. Again, I hope that you all mark your calendars to come to the Johnny Caw birthday celebration on May the 10th. There will be more stories that will be shared. Again, more history that will be told as we do share with the beginnings and to where we are today. You will have an opportunity. Sherry Graham, who is a very talented artist, she has created a very beautiful watercolor painting. You can purchase tickets for that. There will be a drawing for that watercolor painting, as well as several of our dining establishments across town are going to be celebrating Johnny Caw with some Johnny Caw dishes that have been designed specifically to celebrate Johnny Caw. Some that we know of for sure right now, Power Cat Sports Grill, Bourbon and Baker, Johnny Caw's Bar, Varsity Donuts, the Tallgrass Tap House, Bluemont Lounge, and Little Apple Brewing Company all are huge Johnny Caw fans and supporters, and so they have dishes or beverages designed specifically with Johnny Caw in mind. So some of those specials will be going all week. Some will be on that Thursday, May the 10th. So we encourage you to check out our social media as well as our website, visit ManhattanKS.org, for up-to-date latest moments of what is happening with that.
Very good.
So, again, happy birthday, Johnny Caw. The community will be celebrating that on May the 10th. We hope to see you all there. It'll be about 5:30. And no birthday is complete without birthday cake and the singing of Happy Birthday. So there will be birthday cake there for the first 300 people, and plenty of photo opportunities for you to snap a picture with Johnny, the big guy himself, take a walk, enjoy the park, whether you're participating in the fun run or just want to walk around the park. Again, we do encourage you to come participate in that. The bobbleheads are $15, along with you get to become a card-carrying member of the Johnny Cock Club.
So much stuff there. Birthday cake. Hot dogs, Manhattan Meat Market hot dogs. Not
that's
just any
exactly
hot dogs
right
here.
So this, thank you for our partners.
This
absolutely.
This could be fun. Oh, that's good. Nice. That's Little House on Prairie, right?
It is, Brady. Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
My mom watched that
It
show.
Seemed like it would only be appropriate to kind of throw this in with some Johnny Caw talk.
Absolutely.
That's nice. I appreciate
Johnny
that.
Was a pretty big guy, really. I mean, things
literally.
That he accomplished.
Yeah. You know, he still is a pretty
he
big guy.
He is still a pretty big guy. His shoes are size 55.
55 size shoes.
Yeah.
You know what they say about guys with big feet? They wear really big shoes.
That's true. That makes sense. And with that, we'll go ahead and get John Jobe in here. Karen, thanks so much for coming in as always.
Always my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Karen Hibbard with Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. John Jobe, Riley County Extension, coming right up.
KMAN.
Manhattan Broadcasting Company is an equal opportunity employer. In order to widely publicize our job opportunities and outreach program and organizations that regularly distribute